Welcome to the Teaching Remotely Together podcast, where our goal is to connect instructors who are willing to explore, share, and learn about one another's successes teaching in a remote learning environment. In hearing from different instructors on new topics each week, we hope their stories and ideas may inspire new ideas for your own classes. Our topic for this week, group work.
Hello, I'm Dr. Adri Kaler. I'm an assistant professor in learning design and technology in the College of Education. I want to share some strategies about facilitating group work in online settings. When considering complex topics, I believe that a social element is very important to the learning process, as collaborating with peers and an instructor can help support the sense-making process. And group work provides that opportunity. Unfortunately, I think we have all been a part of team-based projects that haven't gone so well, which can make us feel a little apprehensive about the process. And maybe this also suggests that successfully working in teams is a skill that we need to practice and intentionally develop. But when collaboration is done right, we can gain so much from the experience. That is, we get a chance to consider diverse viewpoints, brainstorm ideas for a common goal, and offer and receive constructive feedback. Finally, when our students graduate and transition into professional positions, they will likely be required to work in teams, and these teams may take many forms, including geographically separated teams that function primarily in online settings. So when I first began integrating teamwork into my online courses, I think I was a little naive that things would naturally come together as everyone was working toward similar educational outcomes. But what I found is that I need to be very intentional when integrating teams into my courses. So the first thing I do is I decide on team composition. I don't leave this up to my students. So before creating teams, I like to have a sense of my students in terms of biographical information and academic work. Although it can be hard to tell using this information, I think it does help me be more informed, and I like to start forming groups by placing two strong and/or dedicated students in each group. I think this increases the chances that workload will be shared. Next, I require students to complete a team agreement where they have to intentionally think about how their teams will function. So as a part of this agreement, they are required to identify roles and responsibilities for each team member, share contact information, and decide on how team communication will take place, set rules for how work will be completed and timelines for this work, and what happens when something goes wrong, because something will likely go wrong, and so on. So it's important to think about how to scaffold that team experience and help them to start thinking about how successful teams operate. Then I check in with each team to see how things are going. I hold online office hours so they can come get any questions answered, and then I just generally offer support if needed. And students seem to appreciate the structure that the team agreement provides, since using the team agreements and intentionally deciding on team composition, the number of group issues that I get asked to help resolve has decreased. After implementing this team approach, my students have shared that they also wanted to have the opportunity to evaluate each other. So in my most recent implementation, instead of requiring each team to complete a specific evaluation, I've asked them to come up with a way that they're going to evaluate their own participation and their teammates' participation and contributions to the team project. One other requirement that I've adjusted in the most recent implementation is that I've asked students to use project management software to help manage the team project. My thought is this will help them gain one more transferable skill moving forward with academic work and professional life. Overall, I think the key is to help students see the importance of completing the project and helping them feel supported. So if you can introduce the project with a little background information as to why this assignment is purposeful or meaningful for them, I think that can go a long way. Then be sure to let your students know they aren't alone as they complete the project. Online learning can be a lonely place. I hope you found these tips helpful.
A huge thank you goes out to our guest speaker, Adri, for taking the time to share her story and ideas. And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to tune in to this episode. Please be sure to check back for new releases. And if you have ideas or stories you would like to share, please email the Innovative Learning Team at innovativelearningteam@purdue.edu. Our music credit for this episode goes to bensound.com.